This is Digital Story Podcast number 863, October 11th, 2022. Today's theme is On One Photo Raw 2023 and DxO Photo Lab 6 Hit the Streets. I'm Derek Story. AI technology is simplifying the workflow across many of our photo editing apps. And the latest release of On One Photo Raw 2023 is a great example. For many creatives, On One software is already a staple in their bag of tricks. This latest release will most likely expand that user base further. We'll take a look why in today's TVS Photography Podcast, plus an overview of PhotoLab 6 as well. I hope you enjoy the show. Well, this was quite a week for software. Oh my gosh, not one, but two. DxO's PhotoLab 6 and On One Photo Raw 2023, which was just released as you're listening to this podcast. You can get them both right now. So anyway, I want to spend the bulk of our time on One Photo Raw 2023 because I think it's very interesting with the AI technology that they have incorporated into this app. It's fascinating. I've been playing with it, and I'm really impressed. I'm really impressed by it. Now, DxO PhotoLab 6, and especially for those who like using PhotoLab, is also a notable upgrade. And the thing about PhotoLab 6, of course, is so neat that you can just point it to a folder of images. You don't have to catalog them or add them to a library or anything like that. And it has some very powerful noise reduction tools, clear view, things like that. So both applications are very good, but the AI technology in Photo Raw 2023 is bordering on mind-boggling. Okay. So what I'd like to do is give you an overview of what's going on in Photo Raw 2023 on One. And by the way, I'm going to tell you right at the top of this, before we even get into the features, that this is a $99 app. You can buy a subscription, but you can just buy it outright. You can just buy the license for $99. And then on top of that, I have a coupon code that lowers the price to $79.99. Now, the reason why I bring that up before instead of after is that once you listen to all these features for an application that costs less than $100, that is a good value, my friend. All right, we'll get back to that. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that they have put in this latest release. If you've never used On One Photo Raw, it's always been pretty cool. You know, it has a lot of creative filters. It has a lot of presets. It has a lot of effects. I mean, it just has a lot of stuff. So if you really want to play with an image, if you really want to see where you can take a shot, it's always been a good place to go. And in fact, On One Effects, On One Photo Raw, and then probably Skylum's Luminar Neo series are like two of the apps that I look to when I'm going, okay, what do I want to do with this picture? I want to do something different. What do I want to do? And both of those environments are very good for helping me find a little something extra, a little something creative for those shots. I think the thing that's happening with On One Photo Raw 2023, though, is that they have basically taken masking to a new place. You don't even really think about it as a mask anymore. And they have the Super Select AI tool, which I'm going to start out talking about. They have a mask AI tool. And then they have AI-powered presets and things like that that actually just take care of the masking for you altogether. The reason why I talk about that is because masking is kind of a pain for those of us who don't enjoy it. Localized edits and so forth, and being able just to point to an object or an element in your photograph, like the sky, like the foreground, like a building, like a person, and have the application know, okay, you pointed on this. And so you want this whole thing selected so that you can adjust it and then do it. And then not only do it, but do it accurately and allow you, if you wish, to fine tune it, to feather the edges or to make some particular adjustment to it. Although I have to tell you, most of the time you won't need to do that. The tool is so good. So we're going to start out with the big daddy of all these tools and on one, and that is the Super Select AI tool. And this is in the latest version, On One Photo Raw 2023. Applying adjustments to areas in your photos couldn't be easier than the new Super Select AI tool. Just tap on the areas you want to adjust and then pick an adjustment. You want the sky darker? Click, click, done. How about greener grass? Click, click, done. It's a speedy and natural way to edit that will change how you approach editing your photos for the better. That was their spiel, as you could tell with me reading it. Of course, this is where I started when I started testing the app. I go, I've got to start with this. And it's really true. So I took a photo, and it'll be the image that shows up in the show notes. At Mono Lake. It's a classic image of the tufa at sunrise. There's water in the foreground, there's sky, and then there's the tufa. So it has three basic elements. I thought this is going to be perfect for testing, you know, this AI technology. So the first thing that I did is I clicked on the sky, and then you can right click or go to a pop-up menu, and you have all the different effects and tools available. That's in On One, and you just kind of go down them, and you can see the effect applied in real time, and then you find something that you like, and then you just select it, you just choose it, say, I want to use that one, and then if you want, you can go over to the right side and fine-tune what it's done, and then you're ready to move to the next area. That's it. So basically, in three steps, first the sky, and then the foreground, which was the water in this case, and then the tufa themselves, I just like click, adjust, click, adjust, and I was done with the image. I was literally done with the image. Now you can go back to those areas and, you know, click on them again and add other adjustments. You can play to your heart's content. Super Select AI tool, and especially for people who hate localized editing and creating masks and all that, you're probably going to stop right there. Because, you know, for instance, I don't do a ton of that type of editing. I do my global edits. I try to get it right in camera. And then if I have to work on a specific area, I'll do a little bit of that as well. Okay, yay. Okay, good. This really had me doing a little bit more localized editing than I normally would do, only because it was so easy. It was so easy and so fast. I think that is the showstopper right there, that one tool. However, there's a lot more. So let me talk about a couple other things. We'll talk about Mask AI, and let me read you their blurb on that. Say goodbye to tedious brushing when you need to mask or target a specific area. Mask AI uses state-of-the-art machine learning to segment photos, identifying objects like people or animals in regions like sky, mountains, flora, water, and ground. You can select subjects or areas from the list when masking layers, effects, and local adjustments. Mask AI will create great-looking masks instantly. You can even choose regions to apply filters and adjustments to when you add them, making it easy to get the adjustment just the way you want. Now, this is really a sibling to Super Select AI. Has that same quality mask that it creates and that same intelligence. So yet you have another version here to play with. And then they add something called AI-powered adaptive presets. So these are presets where you actually don't do any masking. The AI just basically reads the scene, interprets it, and then has presets for it. Let me just tell you what they say here. Presets just got even more powerful. They can automatically target common subjects like people, water, skies, and buildings. The incredible new subject-aware presets give you one-click solutions to challenging problems like brightening the subject, darkening the sky, or adding detail to the foliage. Best of all, you can create your own subject-aware presets, so you can create your own of these as well. And I tested these out, and they're quite good. I often did a little, you know, a little bit more tweaking after the preset, but the preset's just like, okay, here you go, you're 80% there, now just finish it off. I mean, it was really that kind of thing. And those presets are over there on the left side with all the other presets. You can't miss them, the AI powered adaptive presets, and they're reading all the elements in the image. There's still more. We've got three more AIs here. It's Quick Mask AI. So they rebuilt the Quick Mask tool to make it faster and more intuitive. Tack Sharp AI. State-of-the-art sharpening and deblurring is now part of No Noise AI, your single solution for simultaneously removing noise and sharpening photos. It can detect and remove motion blur, as well as save out-of-focus shots. Stop throwing out the perfect shot just because it's a little soft. I tested this. It's amazingly good. I mean, again, it seems to know the right amount to add. And you really can salvage photos that, you know, like you go, I love this shot. I just wish it was just a tad sharper. You know, we all have those shots. This is for those. This is for those. And it works very well. That's Tack Sharp AI. And then check out this next one. This is crazy. Keyword AI. No one likes adding keywords, especially me, believe me. But we do like finding our photos. Keyword AI in Browse uses AI semantics and metadata to suggest keywords for you automatically. You can see hundreds of objects and regions, identify locations, find people, and understand photographic properties. These all become searchable terms to help you find your photos faster. So this is kind of a twist on the object recognition that Apple Photos is using, which I like a lot, and it works quite well. But now we're getting specific keywords that we can add to the images that can be used outside of the application. So Apple's object recognition helps you find the photos within the application. But once you find the photos, you know, you don't really have a way to add keywords or do anything with it. You just have found the photo, which is a good thing. Keyword AI actually is the keywording, you know, tool that you have, but it's supercharged. It's supercharged, helping you keyword quickly, and then those keywords are added to the image. And then you can use those keywords in, you know, any way that you want to use because they're now part of the metadata of the photo. It's crazy and it's rather ingenious. They added content-aware crop. And this is something that we love in Photoshop. It's fantastic in Photoshop, and now we have it in On1. If you've ever had to crop or level a photo and have lost important details near the edges, the new content-aware crop will be a lifesaver. It can expand the photo canvas and fill the new edges with realistic detail. And it works very well. So now we have that in On1 as well as in the Adobe products. This next one makes me smile a little bit. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Improvements to SkySwap AI. Leveraging the new mask AI technology, we continue improving Sky's AI detection and masking. We are adding options for adjusting the angle of the sky and for better matching of edges like trees when going from light to a dark sky. And it's good. I mean, it's good. It's just that this is like one tool where you can really go over the top fast. You can go over the top quickly and you can start adding different skies. You can start doing all sorts of stuff. And the next thing you know, you've really got a camel when you're trying to create a horse. That kind of thing. So it's good. Just watch it. That's one where you want to get up, step away for a little bit, and then come back and look at it and see what you think. Here's another one. This one is handy. This is really good. Auto color fringe reduction. Determining the right amount of color fringe removal is a thing of the past. The new auto operation detects the color fringe or chromatic aberration and removes them automatically. Oh my gosh. Oh, this is, I mean, if you have a lens that you love for everything else, but it just sometimes creates a little CA, especially when, you know, you have an object against a bright sky, something like that, this takes care of it automatically and it works really well. This one's a real blessing. And then we get into some workmanship kind of stuff. All of this, which is handy. So they have the On-One Application Manager. On-One Application Manager makes it easier to find and install On-One apps and keep them up to date. If you are a subscriber, you can find all your apps and new apps will be available automatically. This is very similar to what Adobe has going with Creative Cloud. I already had this. I guess I got it set up with the last version of Photo Raw. But it works really well. It's a nice environment and there's other goodies there. And it just helps you. It gives you one place to manage all of your On-One apps. And it's nice. It's a good tool. In-app notifications. Learn about new courses, videos, and creative assets in the app with the new account in-app notifications. And by the way, they mentioned their videos. People who use On-One know that On-One does a great job with their tutorial videos. They offer a lot of them and they're quite good. Even after I did some testing with this app, I went back and I watched some of the videos they had on these tools just to make sure that I was understanding them properly. They're well done, they're useful, and you really pick up a lot of little tricks from them. And they basically cover, I mean, they have videos already that cover all the new features in this app. And they do a great job with this. And I think it really helps come up the curve quicker. Full screen preview of presets. You can now get a huge full screen preview of a preset applied to your photo simply by mousing over the thumbnail of the preset. This makes shopping and selecting the right preset much faster. Very nice. Very, really, really helps you understand this, you know, this look that you're finding. Instead of looking at a little thumbnail, now you get to look at a big screen and go, yeah, that's the one I want. That's the one I want. And finally, support for new cameras and lenses. Added support for the GoPro GPR RAW format. We will also be adding support for a range of new cameras and lenses, which will be shared as we get closer to release. Well, we're at release now. And one thing that I wanted to test right away, the RAW files from my Olympus OM-1, my OM Systems OM-1, they performed beautifully in this application and work well. So those of you that have that new camera, this app can manage them. So that's an overview of the app. You know, I just kind of breezed through it, but I wanted to give you a feel for all the different things that are there. Like I said, the showstopper is, in my opinion, Super Select AI tool. I just think it's fantastic. And I think we'll be doing a lot more localized editing as a result of having that. In terms of performance, this was one of the first times that I really wanted an M1 Mac. I had just a little delay on my Intel PowerBook. Now I did my testing on a MacBook Pro 13-inch. It's a 2020 model, and it has a 2 gigahertz quad-core Intel Core i5 with 16 gigabytes of memory, and it has the Intel Iris Plus graphics, 1536 megabyte graphics card. It ran well on there. The only time that I noticed some lag was when, well, guess what? When I was doing some of those really heavy-duty AI things, and you know that it's running a lot of instructions. So if you have one of the new Macs or a current Intel machine, Windows machine, then you should be fine. You should be fine. And I was fine. I'm going to continue running it on this laptop because I'm not quite ready to replace it yet. But this is the first time that I noticed just a little bit of lag on the AI intensive functions. Now, as I said at the top of this spot, you can get all of this right now for $99.99. I have a link in the show notes that'll take you right to the product page where you can review all the features I discussed and order it. But here's the thing. Make sure that you use the discount code if you do decide to buy it, THEDIGITALSTORY20. So all one word, THEDIGITALSTORY, and then the number 20. No spaces. You don't have to worry about a case or any of that stuff. If you do that, that drops the price from $99 to $79. And I tell you, that is a lot of photo editing firepower for the money. I'm really impressed with what they've done with this release, and I look forward to testing it more. I'm going to be using it for my Eastern Sierra images just to see how much I can get out of them. I think it's a definite winner. DxO announces PhotoLab 6 and Viewpoint 4, more powerful raw editing, new tools, and improved performance. This article is on DP Review, and you can read the entire article there. I have the link in the show notes. Let me read you a little bit about what they said, and then I have a few comments to add. DxO has announced the latest version of its all-in-one raw photo editor, DxO PhotoLab 6. The French company has also announced a new version of its geometric correction software and plugin, DxO Viewpoint 4. Let's focus on PhotoLab 6 because, you know, that's kind of in line with the show. Looking first at PhotoLab 6, it includes numerous new improvements to image quality, editing tools, workflow, and performance. It includes the new Deep Prime XD denoising technology to improve image quality. XD stands for Extreme Details. Compared to Deep Prime, Deep Prime XD promises better sharpness and color and less noise. It's ideal for high ISO images and promises an improvement in image quality of about 2.5 stops. This means that if you captured an image at ISO 4000, it would look similar to an image shot at ISO 500. Deep Prime XD, like the regular version of Deep Prime, performs raw demosaicing and denoising simultaneously, which promises better sharpness and less noise than competing software solution. Deep Prime XD uses neural network trained using billions of images and samples. So again, we have machine learning at play here. On the workflow side, PhotoLibrary 6 includes nesting for projects, better support for XF and IPTC tags, and adds color labels. You don't import images into PhotoLab, but rather keep your images in their original locations and point the software toward them. There aren't any catalogs. The color labels are included in the .xmp sidecar files so that other apps can read them as well. DxO PhotoLab 6 is available now in Essential and Elite editions. The Essential edition is $139 for new users and a $75 upgrade for DxO PhotoLab 4 or 5 owners. The Elite edition, which includes the new Deep Prime XD denoising technology, X-Trans sensor support for Fujifilm shooters, is $219 for new users and $99 to upgrade. DxO doesn't offer subscriptions, so you purchase a lifetime license for its software. You can download a fully featured 30-day free trial for PhotoLab 6 by visiting DxO. I think it is interesting that they just sort of tossed in the X-Trans sensor support on the Elite Edition. And that's something that I think would be interesting to test. I haven't tested that yet. Now, I have PhotoLab 5 currently, and I have the Essential Edition. I actually got it when I purchased the Nik software bundle, right, when the plugins. So it came with it, and I thought that was really nice, you know, including PhotoLab 5 Essential. And the Essential Edition is good, but you don't get the top-notch tools. Like, for instance, you wouldn't get the Deep Prime XD denoising in the Essential Edition, but you do get it in the Elite Edition. So it's probably worth it if you're a DxO user. It's probably worth it to go ahead and, you know, go for the Elite Edition. However, I have really done some good work with the Essential Edition, because it still does have denoising, it still has ClearView, it still has a ton of stuff in there. Either way, you know, you're getting some pretty good tools. I think it's good software as well. They're approaching machine learning a little bit differently than, for instance, what we're seeing with On1. It's not quite as flashy, but the resulting images are quite good. And therefore, I think it is a worthy addition to this week's software lineup. I mean, this is a software special, right, this week. And I like it a lot. It's going to be hard, though, for them to create with, you know, On1's Photo Raw 2023 that just has some crazy tools. So those are the two new software releases that we get in 1 week. Pretty exciting. Both of them quality. Both of them very, very good. All right, I want to take care of a little virtual camera club news. Let's start out with a Nimble Photographer newsletter, this new newsletter that comes out every Thursday. The current edition has select gallery of images from our participants from the Eastern Sierra Workshop. It's impressive, the work that they did. You know, it's funny, when you're part of a workshop, you just elevate your game. You just, you know, you have a little bit of, you know, he's doing this. And so, you know, I've got to be really focused and do a good job. You have some of that going on. You have a ton of support. You learn new ways to edit your images. You're put in really beautiful locations. I mean, all these things just sort of come together. And you come away with images that you go, wow, I did those. I made this. And that gallery that I have in the newsletter really represents that to me. And I'm really impressed with the work that everyone on that workshop did. I'm really pleased with their efforts. And then I have an iPhone trick in there. I have some other little newsy things. So it's a nice addition of the newsletter. And every week there's going to be something fun in there. Every week it's going to be a little bit different. I really like it a lot. You can subscribe for free. It doesn't cost any money at all. There's a subscription box there in the show notes for the podcast. And if you're not receiving this every week, you should, because I think it'll help you keep up. You'll learn a lot of new things, and you get to see what your comrades are doing in our virtual camera club here. I want to give a big thanks to our Inner Circle members. And mention that, guess what? We have the new workshop season right around the corner. I'm close to announcing it, very close. Just doing a little bit of legwork right now on my top candidates. I've been getting feedback on my short list of ideas from the Inner Circle group. Been super helpful, really helpful. I should be able to announce the 2023 workshop season by the end of this month, by October. Reason why I'm bringing all that up, other than the Inner Circle members are helping me vet that list, but also, if you're an Inner Circle member, you get discounts on both online and physical workshops. And sometimes those discounts are more than what your Inner Circle dues are for an entire year. So, I mean, you know, that's pretty cool stuff. It's only $5 a month. And you can do an annual subscription, if you just do it all at once, an annual pledge for $54. A lot of the discounts are $100. So, you know, you can do that math. Anyway, it's my way of saying thank you to this group that helped support this podcast. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, just click on the Patreon tile. It's on all the pages of the Digital Story. Take a look around and hopefully you will join us. And if you do, I would join us before the next workshop season is announced. By the way, you also have a chance to sign up for your favorite workshops before the general public if you're an Inner Circle member. Big thanks to all of our Inner Circle members for supporting this community. And finally, a shout out to Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. You know, one of those workshops, as I've been talking about, is going to be an online printing workshop. We talked about it some more in the Eastern Sierra. It's shaping up really well. Red River Paper is going to be behind it. There's going to be some goodies for the participants from Red River Paper. And just overall, it's having them involved in what we're doing, you know, in this case, the online printing workshop, it just makes all the difference in the world. It just, you know, it's huge. Their resources, their knowledge, their paper, all the good stuff that they have to offer. We're really lucky to have them. And if you want to get your inkjet printing on, just click on the tile that's on all the pages of the digital story. Take a look at what's going on over there. Get yourself some paper. You're going to want to have some paper on hand for the holidays because you're going to want to make some fine art greeting cards. You're going to want to make some last minute gifts. And, you know, the gift of artwork is a beautiful gift. People really appreciate it. Get ready now. So when it's time to get something for Aunt Mabel, right, you're ready to go. All you got to do is fire up the printer and you've got everything else you need right there on hand. They also have a wonderful Facebook page at facebook.com/redriverpaper. And a big thanks to them for sponsoring the show. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed our software tour de force. Two very good applications. I'm working on some new stuff for next week. Make sure you come back and join me. Until then, be creative, have fun. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.